When you decide it's time to go out into the dating world, the prospects might be underwhelming.
Mm. Well, duh, there's a reason they're not taken yet.
But yeah.
Speaking of myself as well.
The volume of prospects, though, can be overwhelming.
There you go.
And that's why you have to look out of however many swipes you're doing, 100, 200 a day.
Whoa.
You have to start thinking, maybe I need to look for a sign in here.
A sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something
like,
that shows you it's the right person.
So like the opposite of a red flag.
Right. So for a lot of people in this room, that sign might be something that says STD free.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of picky. Kind of picky in the Tinder world. But one of our listeners, Claire, was on a dating app recently and says that she saw a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So Claire, how are you today?
Hey guys, I'm good.
Tell us who this guy is. What's his name?
His name is Adam.
Okay, and have you been doing dating apps for a while?
Yes, okay. I've been on Tinder for a while.
Yes, I could hear the sadness in your voice just then.
What was the sign that said Adam was the one for you?
So on his bio, his birthday is the same day as Nicolas Cage. And
I
love him. Like, I am crazy about him.
Oh, really? Wait, you're crazy about Adam or you actually like Nicolas Cage?
Oh, I'm crazy about Nicolas Cage.
We found the one.
Nicolas Cage is your type.
You're talking about the same Nicolas Cage we're talking about, like the actor.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You guys don't think he's hot at all?
That's a no.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
I mean, if you like things that come at truck stops, then maybe.
I think everybody's beautiful in their own way.
Ooh, ouch, Jeff.
But tell us a little bit more about Adam. Like, what stood out other than him having the same birthday as Nick Cage?
I mean, he's like not really my type, but you know, I decided to give him a shot because he has the same birthday as Nicolas Cage. And he's cute, but you know, his personality, I think, is just what made him so much more endearing. And, like, I was really just into him.
Okay. So, like, did you hit on him or did he hit on you? How'd you guys make the date happen?
So, when we matched, I kind of just reached out to him and was like, we should get together and grab a drink. Because, you know, I mean, it's got to work. He's the same sign as Nicolas Cage. So.
Okay. And what'd you guys do for your date?
So, we went bar hopping. And it was so much fun. He, like, knows a whole lot of these novelty shots. He was, like, feeling comfortable and just opening up and ordered this shot called the cement mixer, which sounds, crazy, but it was so good.
Dude, cement mixers are the most, they, like, curdle in your mouth and turn hard. Don't ever take one.
Yeah, novelty shot, that's what she means. It was, like, prank.
Oh, my God, that's so gross. Drink. It makes me want to gag.
It's what you buy people for the 21st.
Was that fun for you to do, like, crazy shots and stuff?
Yeah. Normally I don't take shots, but, like, he was ordering these, and I didn't want to, like, come off as a loser, so I took them. There was, like, a one that tasted like bubble gum. Like, it's called a Bazooka Joe.
Uh-huh.
There was, like, one called a Crouching Tiger, which I don't even know what that is, but I was having a blast, and I thought it was so cool that he was just, like, ordering all these cool things.
That always happens when you go out to the bar. You're like, what is this? I don't know. Drink it.
Yeah, let's mix them all together.
Who cares?
If a guy's buying it, just drink it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, you say you're having a blast, but I'm assuming you're wasted by the end of this date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we get to the third bar, I think it was, and he gets a text from his sister who, like, wanted to join, and we were like, oh my god, that'll be cool, that's fine, like, have her come.
Oh wow, so you're meeting the family on date one.
Yeah, so I thought that was really sweet. So we're all taking shots together, we're having fun, and she starts asking me questions, you know, as, like, a sister would do.
I mean, you were cool with that? Because I actually dumped a guy once because he wanted me to meet his three sisters, and I'm like, no. Too much. I'm not going to do it.
Along with women? Or?
Yeah, Brooke doesn't like the competition.
No. It was just too scary for me. Uh-huh. Like, older sisters, I am an older sister. And, like,
so you know.
Yeah. I'm like,
you're protected.
I think it's even more pressure to meet an older sister than it is to meet the family. Like, to meet the parents.
I could see that for sure.
That actually.
But that sounds like it went pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was kind of like a different scenario because she was already out and, you know, she texted Adam and she just kind of wanted to stop in and, you know, come in.
So how did everything end with you and Adam and his sister?
So by the end, I think, you know, we were all just getting along. Everything was super cool and we were having so much fun, but we were all very, very drunk. I was pretty toasted.
I kind of started getting
the spins and I wasn't feeling really good. And I excused myself and I may have thrown up. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not the fireworks you want to end a date usually.
Yeah.
Did he see that?
I don't know if he saw it. I hope he didn't. I just told him I needed some fresh air.
Okay.
But, you know, towards the end, we all hugged each other goodbye. We got into our own Ubers and, you know, we went home.
Is that why you think he's not calling you back? Just because you puked? I mean, the guy is feeding you disgusting shots. What is his expectation?
Right? The girl can't hang.
I mean, I can't imagine it's just that. I mean, we were having so much fun. It's not right. My fault that I got sick.
Well, it's in moments like these that I always wonder, what would Nick Cage do? And I think Nick Cage would play a song, he would come back,
definitely.
And then he would call Adam for you and ask him, where's the treasure?
Yeah.
And then he'll get your second date right after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.